Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is a Royfield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Yeah, I know.
Hi, I'm Sarah Smith. If you're the type of person that goes to Liberty as other people would go on safari, and the fact that John Lewis doesn't have a funeral service makes you fret, Sarah Smith cleaning cloths are for you. Sarah Smith, available from Sainsbury's, for the posher washer. Proud sponsors of Dumpty Dum.
In memory of my grandmother, who was married to a physically, emotionally and sexually abusive man. She was also a survivor and a huge and wonderful influence in my life. For those that are braver than I, for those that are doing what I can't, for those that are giving me the courage to think that one day I can.
I was my dear friend Kirsty. Women's Refuge helped me, then aided her in the long journey towards freedom. I will be forever grateful. Please donate.
For you, Mum, although you escaped, the scars ran too deep. I realise now why you drank so much. I'm so sorry for blaming you when you were the victim. You needed help, but no one was there for you. Donating the amount I just managed to get out of the bank before it was frozen to use for a taxi to get to my best friend when I had the strength to go.
To the charity that saved me and my children, eternal thanks.
I was a Helen. I came out the other side. Much love to everyone still going through domestic abuse. There's a light there at the end of the tunnel.
This one's for all the Kazes. Just love that you've done this and I don't have to feel so powerless on a Sunday morning.
For those that are braver than I, for those that are doing what I can't, for those that are giving me the courage just to think that one day I can.
36 years ago, my first husband attacked and raped me. He had controlled me from the early stages of the relationship. The rape occurred when I told him I was leaving. I survived.
Because I am just realising that I can be myself again now it's all over, and because I haven't been able to be myself for a long, long time, please keep giving.
Hello everybody, this is a very special Dumby Dum. It's another catch-up with Hero of the Hour, Paul Truman. Now, those of you that don't know Paul, apart from the fact that he's a Brummie like me, he's a bit of a Superman. Obviously, us Archers fans have been enthralled to the acting of Timothy and Louisa, playing Helen and Rob. But actually, there's been a third hero, and it's our man Paul, who has very, very cleverly put together a Just Giving page to raise money for women who've been suffering from domestic abuse. Hello, Mr. Truman.
Hello, Royfield.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
No, you're not. We've had this conversation off mic. You've got a busted arm.
I have got a broken arm, but apart from that, I'm fine. It's, you know, the drugs are working. I can still type right-handed. I'm a right-hander anyway, and I've broken my left arm, so it could be a lot worse. Yeah, I went into the hospital with my broken arm, and I was struggling a bit at that moment, and she said, "Are you all right with drugs?" I said, "Yes, please, give me all of the drugs you have in the hospital. I'm really tall. I just maximum dose. Let's just do it."
Now, Mr. Drug-addled Archers fan, tell us about the media that you've done.
It's been amazing. I think over the last few months, I've done pretty much Everything apart from Radio 4, really, which I think they've got some kind of fatwa against me that I don't think they're allowed to talk about it. So I've had lots of conversations with lovely producers and researchers on some of the like the bigger Radio 4 programmes, but never ever comes to anything. I always get cancelled at the last minute. But ITV West Country came, that was lovely, and filmed me outside my house, which is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Radio 5, lots of local radio. I've had a lovely chats with the people at BBC Radio Devon. I had a lovely call from a lady at the Beeb who wanted to see if I could do the BBC breakfast thing on the morning of the Archers, the big jury verdict. But that was one of those strange things where they ring you at tea time on a Saturday and say, do you fancy going to Manchester now? Which I didn't really. And I had a broken arm, so I thought it probably best not. But it's been wonderful. And the press have been fantastic. So Telegraph, The Times, The Mail, The Express, you name it. They've all kind of written about it. And I wrote a piece for the Guardians in their sort of charity section, mm-hmm. which was fantastic in sort of generating, you know, it's sort of Twitter links and all the rest of it. And I know I could see the money coming in as a consequence of all that media. I think press has been fantastic actually because they can give the link. I found in my experience that doing things for the smaller things for the sort of smaller audiences, but for people who actually get the show or they get the subject, far more kind of productive than sort of trying to go for the big stuff, which when it's, you know, you just happen to be on talking about the Archers. Yeah. It's background really. It's much better to, you know, I much prefer to do you know, things like this and the stuff where I'm talking to people who get what I'm talking about. Do you know what I mean? And they'll have an opinion about it and they'll care about the characters and all the rest of it.
What do you think your campaign says about kind of innovative ways of kind of fundraising and kind of collectivism? What lessons can be learnt, do you reckon?
I think it's all, you know, the cliche is true about right idea, right time. I think we'd all got to that point earlier in the year where they were clearly ramping up the Helen and Rob tension. And we were all struggling to listen to it, and there was no way of kind. There wasn't anything you could do about it, was there? We just all sat there watching this slow motion car crash, or listening to this slow motion car crash. And I think it felt a little bit like I'd taken the top off the bottle. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And it all sort of came out. Everyone's like, "Oh, thank God, I can give a tenner and feel better about it." I think you know that was a huge thing. I think. Probably the best thing I did, and if I was going to give someone advice about this, is the best thing I did was when I realised that the comments I was getting that were being left with some donations were way more powerful than anything I could write. You know, I mean, I'm a copywriter and I kind of pride myself on being able to string a sentence together. That's kind of my job, but I couldn't write anything that had the power of the testimonies that a lot of people have left anonymously and sometimes with their names. So that was a big thing. When I started realising that I could... You know, and if I was clever about how I screen grabbed them, you know, I wasn't giving away names or amount. It wasn't about how much people had left. It was more about, you know, read this and this is why we kind of need to do something.
And I think that's maybe a perfect time for us to actually listen to some of those comments.
Anonymous, in memory of my grandmother, who was married to a physically, emotionally and sexually abusive man. She was also a survivor and a huge and wonderful influence in my life.
For my darling friend... Proof that you can get out and there's a much better life out there.
A tenner to buy Henry a new Thomas.
Because hearing Helen apologise to her mum broke my heart. I cried for all mothers and daughters suffering similar fates.
I left with a suitcase under one arm and my 18-month-old son under the other. I survived and made a life. My son is now a happy, healthy 21-year-old at uni. Here's to helping others do the same.
I had a marvellous mum who never once criticised me for the numerous times I and my three kids took shelter with her. I hope my small donation helps someone without a mum like mine.
For my mum, no longer here on Mother's Day. Sorry I wasn't brave enough to let you know I was a Helen. Though I think maybe you guessed. I do hope you somehow know I'm free now. Love you always.
Because it can happen to anyone, however clever they are, however nice their family, however supportive their friends, however much they think that would never happen to me.
I was a Helen. I came out the other side. Much love to everyone still going through domestic abuse. there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Donating the amount I managed to get out of my bank account before it was frozen.
Donating the amount I just managed to get out of the bank before it was frozen to use for a taxi to get to my best friend when I had the strength to go.
For Angela, who didn't manage to get out safely. In memory.
It's like listening to the woman I once was. Thank God for my own Kirsty at work who asked why I needed a receipt for my sandwich. I used to think DB was only about bruises. How wrong I was.
A fictional character who brings home the thousands of terrible stories out there. Over the years, I've met a few. They all feel alone. Let's show them they are not.
For my friend who had to buy her clothes from charity shops while with her now ex-husband.
Because it can happen to anyone, however clever they are, however nice their family, however supportive their friends, however much they think that would never happen to me.
So, Paul, when is the campaign officially going to be over?
It's going to be over when Timothy Watson finally makes good on his promise to get me knighted. That was the singular most funny thing that's happened when I woke up on the Sunday morning of the trial day, the big day, the sort of the blockbuster omnibus and then the blockbuster trial, and I opened the paper up, and I'm a Sunday Times, like I'm a Times reader, so I got it on my iPad and I opened it up, and the first thing I saw was Rob Titchener says Paul Truman should be knighted, he said in the thing, and I just burst out laughing. It was just the best thing. The page is going to stay there for as long as it can do. I have no desire or anything to close it. I don't feel in lots of ways that it really belongs to me anymore. It's my page, but it's everybody's money and it's refuge's cause, and who am I to kind of, you know, close it? I'm not putting the target up anymore. I updated my page a few weeks ago just to say, you know, this is just incredible. You know, it's nearly £170,000. It's over 200 now with gift aid, just it nudged 200, I think, yesterday or the day before. I don't feel after 7 months of asking people of setting targets that I have the right to ask anyone for any more money. That said, people are still giving money, and the neat way that they seem to be wrapping up the Helen storyline, and I hope they don't try and wrap it up too neatly. I think you said something similar the other day on the last podcast. For all the way that story's been wrapped up, that, you know, in real life, it doesn't work that way quite as neatly as that. There are still, as we know, thousands of people out there who need help. Refuge are going to keep working. I think that... My terror would be that someone would have a donation to make that would be, you know, so amazing that what if I closed the page and they missed it? I mean, we got given on the week of the week leading up to the jury, the week leading up to the trial, I was in the car coming back from work. I was being given a lift, obviously, with my broken arm. And I screamed in the back of the seat of the car when an email pinged into my inbox during one of the this was during one of the Archer's live episodes. And the emails just said, it was from Just Giving. I've never switched the notifications off, so I get an email every time I get money. So I've had 8,000 emails. But this one said, congratulations, someone has donated £5,000.
Wow.
And what do you say to that? It was anonymous. It was absolutely incredible. I mean, there's a lady who's not donated a few pounds to me every day, every payday for the last 7 months, and you know, and that means just as much in terms of the sacrifice that someone's made. All that money is going to keep coming in. It's still, you know, justgiving.com/Helen Titchener. The page will be there for as long as Just Giving allow it to be, which I think could be quite a long time. It ain't going anywhere.
Fab. Well, on behalf of Archers fans everywhere, on behalf of women who have suffered domestic abuse, on behalf of humanity, and on behalf of someone who's somewhat in awe of your social media cleverness, thank you.
I'd love to say thank you as we're back, actually. I mean, thank you to everyone who's made this happen. You know, it was my idea. Yes, I got the ball rolling, but after that, it feels like it's become something that's been owned by a community of people, rather than my you know, just mine. You know, thanks to you guys for helping publicise it. I really appreciate it. Thank you, you Ruth Boyfield and Lucy, and everyone who listens to Dumpty Dum who's donated. Thanks to Helen Walmsley Johnson for writing the article that got me thinking about it. Thanks to Michael and Susan for doing all the merchandise that's raised, the about £15,000 of the total. And thank you to everyone who's given me cash and support and tweeted and shared and all the rest of it. We couldn't have, literally wouldn't have happened without you. Thank you very much. So one last time, Just Giving page, it's justgiving.com/Helen Titchener.
Easy bad boy. Cool, it's done.
Wicked. Thank you very much.
This is for my mum, who left an abusive relationship 38 years ago, taking me and my brother with her. We've never looked back. Here's hoping you can do it too, Helen. By anonymous on the 19th of March, 2016.
For you, mum. Although you escaped, the scars ran too deep.
For you, mum. Although you escaped, the scars ran too deep. I realise now why you drank so much. I am so sorry for blaming you. When you were the victim, you needed help, but no one was there for you. Kiss.
In memory of my mum on Mother's Day, everyone should be as safe in their relationship as she was with Dad.
Listening to this has chilled me right through. Deep memories of steady, insidious mental undermining and head games. I didn't know who I was. Felt like an empty case and just numb inside. Thanks.
At one time, I was worried about driving my own car, as the mileage was monitored. I didn't choose my own clothes or shoes. I sort of disappeared. I got out, but understand how this can happen gradually.
From a witness service citizens advice volunteer. Every day we support victims and witnesses of domestic abuse and give evidence in court. I only wish we didn't. Thank you, Refuge, for your great work.
For my friend who is married to a Rob who smashed her radio for listening to the Archers and changed the computer password.
To every Helen, you are never alone as you think you are. Helen, this ought to buy you a couple of those Bowden tops Rob forced to exchange for charity shop clothes. Leave him, take Henry and flee to Krusty.
Because having an escape route is vital. Because there is a better life ahead. Because some of us have the ability to get away because we had a Kirsty. Because helping give hope is priceless.
A long time ago, I needed help to escape and somewhere to go. I got it and never went back. Not everyone is so lucky.
Paul Truman's done an amazing thing, and I've loved the Archers.
I looked it up, gave my first gift at 7:29 p.m. on the 3rd of Feb, which was in the first 48 hours when collectively £3,000 was raised. What an amazing thing has happened. Paul, you're a mensch.
Thank you to Paul for his brainwave and everyone who has donated. It can be a lifeline. From Anonymous.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.